Ice 29 Short Story. Hard Science Fiction. Written in German by Mike Gordon. Translated by Martin Theobald. Revised by Ray Malloy. Why is it that just unlucky circumstances unlock humans' full potential for self-destruction? Quoted by Mike Gordon. Kane Waters paid a high price for his PhD. Never would he have thought that a dissertation about water could be as dry as a desert. It's all about different crystal types of ice. Like carbon, it exists in different forms. For example, as the frequent available and cheap graphite, or like the rare and costly diamond, there exist different states of solid water. There are more than the lightweight ice one, which covers the surfaces of water bodies in winter or flurries swirling from the sky. It's possible to create several different modifications of ice if you apply high pressure. Like graphite and diamond, these are a lot different from each other. There even are forms which stayed solid till plus 50 degrees Celsius. They all have in common that under normal pressure, they quickly turn back to normal ice or water. So far, so interesting. Kane spent most of his day taking notes about different ice forms, while repeatedly applying different variations of temperatures and pressures to water in a coolable hydraulic press. It was tiring, and overall he did not find anything new. Today was one of the less boring days. The lab was full of people, and there was a smell of metal shavings, deodorant, sweat, and machine oil everywhere. The old press was discarded and replaced by a brand new model. The new model was a donation his professor was able to be granted by a company. Dr. Mark Smith used to be an eminent authority and the donors lined up for him, but those times have passed and now he needs to go the extra mile to secure such a donation, which made him especially proud of his achievement. The new model was quite experimental and allowed through new techniques the creation of even higher pressures. To achieve this, the piston was not only mechanically moved but also accelerated by small explosives. This allowed to achieve pressures the machine was not built for a very short time frame. This nifty bypass of nature's laws might allow it to study more modifications than the known 17. So far, the thoughts of Dr. Mark Smith while he was standing proud in front of Kane, watching over every step of the workers, not withholding a sharp comment if something was not right in his opinion. Kane was used to that, and purposely held himself in the background, knowing otherwise he would suffer from the workers' wrath later on.
"How can a person be so narrow-minded?"
Smith just muttered again.
"Even a child can see these parts do not fit together. Oh, seems they fit."
Luckily, his enthusiasm to help was diminished a little from now on. However, Kane's suggestion to wait till the workers completed calibrating the press was harshly turned down.
"You cannot judge things like that, Waters. This is just too important as to leave it to amateurs."
For Dr. Smith, everybody was an amateur. Except him, of course. If back, then Kane would have had a choice. He would have preferred to go to a different professor. But because his more like mediocre marks, he could feel lucky he got a place at all. Kane's problem was not his work ethics or enthusiasm. He had more than enough of that. His problem was a lack of inspiration, which prohibits him of recognizing the hidden shortcuts or to determine how to creatively solve a problem, which would allow him to